Well, hello and welcome. I'm your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to Heal It, where we bring guests that are there to empower you to change, to up-level your life, to get rid of chronic illness, to be able to live vibrantly in all aspects of your life. How cool is that? Today, we're going to be talking about the 20 million Americans that are currently crippled with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. You know, there's about 15 million that have persistent post-COVID symptoms. How do we heal this? How do we change this? 20 million Americans suffering with this disease. That's a lot of you out there. Well, I have good news for you. We have solutions today, and we're going to be giving you those solutions in a step-by-step formula. I don't know if it's a formula. Step-by-step interview with my very special guest. So stay tuned. And by the way, if you have a family member or a friend that's suffering with what we're talking about today, then pass this on to them. That's how we all heal. All right, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to have my first guest and my only guest. Wait till you see who it is. Hold on. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster and my very special guest, Dr. Jacob Tittlebaum. Jacob, you've been on my show several times on The Voices of Courage. I'm so glad you're over here on Heal It with us.
Ken, always a pleasure to be with you. And today, folks, we're going to have you get your lives back. For those of you who have fatigue, just want more energy, or have pain, or even if you have the worst form of the human energy crisis, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, long COVID, we are going to teach you how to take care of that and get your lives back. So
that's I love that. That's a big promise. So we're going to take a deep dive into this in just a second. But before we do that, let me introduce you formally for those that don't know you. So Dr. Jacob Tittlebaum is an author of 10 books, including the June 2021 fourth edition of From Fatigued to Fantastic. This is a best-selling book of all time on the effective treatment of post-viral and other causes of chronic fatigue syndrome and the human energy crisis in general. He is a lead author on several studies showing effective treatments, and he has been a frequent guest on Oprah, on Dr. Oz, on Good Morning America, CNN News, Fox News, and so many more. You've done a lot. And how long have you been an MD?
Since I started medical school in 1972, and I came down with chronic fatigue, post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia in 1975. Since I was paying my own way through school, my dad had died, and I was working full-time to pay as a nurse to pay for medical school and doing all that, and came down with nasty viral syndrome, knocked me out of med school, and left me homeless, sleeping in parks. So this has been my passion. I learned how to get better. It's funny. I thought my life was crushed and over having to drop out of med school. But God put a holistic homeless medical school sign on my park bench. And all these different herbalists, naturopaths, healers, energy workers, holistic physicians came by, naturopaths. I didn't even know there was such a thing. Who teaches this in medical school? They taught me what I needed to know to get well. And I have spent the last 47 years with my goal being very simple, making effective treatment available for everybody. And that is available now. What's needed now is getting the good word and the information out to people. Wow. The drug companies won't do it because there's no expensive drug. So it's up to us.
It's up to us. And we're going to do that today. You know, I know there's people listening today and, you know, your energy is low. You've had this for a while. You've been wondering why is my energy low? What do I need to change this? And we're going to answer that today. You know, I read that statistic, 20 million Americans currently crippled with chronic fatigue syndrome. I was appalled. I can't imagine, you know, being that way. I've had friends and that have had it, and it's really difficult, at least it was for a couple of them, to get their life back when you're in that place. You know, you get depressed and you think it's never going to change. All right, so there's good news here. What are we talking about when we're talking about being able to heal this stuff, doctor?
So basically, recognize that these represent a part of the perfect storm for human energy crisis. We have so many things these days that are draining our energy. A lousy diet. We have poor sleep. Average night sleep until light bulbs was 9 hours a night, now down to less than 6 3/4 hour of sleep. We have a news media that thinks that when we've gone from news to editorial, and now it's nonstop, make everybody hate each other and scare everybody to death. And I don't care which side of the news. I'm on both. I don't know why they keep having me on there, because I tell everybody, turn them off. As soon as you start feeling bad watching it, as soon as they're making you angry and hateful of everybody, turn it off, because that's just dragging your energy down. So many different things causing the human energy crisis. When energy level drops to a certain level, you trip a circuit breaker in the brain. It's called the hypothalamus. It controls sleep, hormones, and blood pressure and pulse. When those circuits go down, your energy crashes and you start getting exhausted with insomnia. The way to tell you if you have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia instead of just day-to-day fatigue, that paradox of can't sleep even though you're exhausted, and then you'll have brain fog and often widespread pain. Those are the hallmarks. And we're going to teach you to optimize energy production. And whether you have day-to-day fatigue or you've blown a fuse, we are going to teach you how to turn that energy production back on. And as a side benefit, your pain will go away.
I love that. Well, listen, I'm just sitting. I had a client this week, runs a large organization. And he called me and he said, listen, I've had 3 panic attacks. I've never had those in my life. And I'm thinking, wow. Okay, he's going to listen to the show. We're going to be talking about that because he's, you know, there's stress. Where do we start? I mean, do we start with diet? Do we start turning off our lights at night? Do we start, going to bed differently? Where do we start?
If you have fatigue, take a piece of paper and write down the word shine, S-H-I-N-E. This is basically your recipe for restoring optimal energy production. So number one, can you get a good 8 hours sleep a night? Now, some of us only need 6 or 7 hours and we wake up sharp and refreshed and are great, that's fine. Then that's working for you. But if you're waking up at 6 or 7 hours and you're feeling sleep deprived and tired and lousy, you need more sleep.
Does it matter what time they go to sleep? I mean, there seems like there's studies about, you go to sleep at before 10 or after, before midnight, you get deeper sleep. Is that fallacy or fact?
This one size fits all generally is nonsense. If you look back thousands of years ago, tribe members all slept at different times. So there's always somebody awake in case there was an invasion from another tribe or a wild animal or something. See what works the best for you. I live in Hawaii now with my wife, and we tend to be sundown. We're going down. But, I used to be a night owl, and that worked too. So see what works the best for you, and that's what it is. But to give it an idea, the average night sleep, as I mentioned, average till 150 years ago was 9 hours a night. Just to give an idea.
Wow, interesting. Listen, I got to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll start with the H of shine. We will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, we're back. This is Kendi Foster. I'm speaking with Dr. Jacob Tittlebaum, and we're going to give you the solution to heal your chronic energy problems. Okay, let's talk about the H in shine.
Well, Ken, let me give a couple quick things that people can do for insomnia, because a lot of people are not making time for sleep, but those with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia can't sleep. that sleep center, that circuit breaker's turned off. So let me give four quick things to start with. Melatonin. There's a nice 10 milligram you want to sustained release so you sleep all night. It's called EP120. The favorite mix of six herbs that I use in my practice is called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. That combination for most people leaves most people sleeping like kittens. Even Benadryl can be helpful. It has its ups and downsides, of course, but it can be helpful for sleep. And there's a mix of essential oils called Terrific ZZZZ. So this is a good place to begin. My book will go through over 30 different things, natural and medications, that can be useful. So you can get your 8 hours sleep a night. Those of you with fibromyalgia are saying, I can't get 4 hours. The book will show you how to start with these simple things. It's going to make all the difference in the world.
That's good. You know, I think we ought to put the book up on screen because we're going to be talking about this book during the whole show. And if you want to, get that book, Doctor, where can they get the book?
Amazon, any bookstore.
Okay, great. From fatigue to fantastic. That's what we want for everybody here. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go into the next step. So what's suggested next?
So H, you're going to find, again, I'm going to keep going back to the circuit breaker, the hypothalamic circuit breaker that gets tripped off and energy levels drop. That circuit controls your entire hormone system, which means thyroid, adrenal, reproductive, and others. So how do you tell? The blood tests are not reliable. Many of you have gone to the doctor and you're a poster child for low thyroid, tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant. That is low thyroid. But the doctor says, well, the test is normal. You're fine. And it's like, no, the test is not fine. Most doctors have no idea what the normal range means. All that normal range means is they take 100 people, apply a statistical term called two standard deviations. The 95 in the middle are normal, and the highest and low 2% are abnormal. I gave an analogy to Dr. Oz that he likes to use. He's a friend. He's a good man. He ticked off some pharmaceutical companies, so they went after him. But if I wanted normal range for shoe sizes, and I did the medical norm, the normal range for shoe sizes would be size 5 to 13, which meant any shoe in a size 5 to 13, the doctor would tell you it fits you just fine. That's pretty obvious how just insane that is. And the same is the case here. So how do you know you need thyroid? Tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant. You have two or three of those with fatigue. You deserve a trial of thyroid hormone. Adrenal, the stress hormone. How do you tell that that's low? Not by the blood test, but if you get irritable when hungry. That's being called hangry. And the worst thing you can do is a candy bar. You'll feel better for 45 minutes and then twice as bad. So low blood sugar or low adrenal, very nice supplement called Adrenoplex will smooth that out. Increase salt intake, increase water intake, cut down the sugar intake. Use your remote control. You know, if you're watching a TV show that's stressing you and not feeling good, do the Tai Chi move. Breathe, reach to the side, grab the remote control and click off. Okay. Just if you're watching this kind of TV stuff or watching anything, it should be because it's inspiring you. It's making you feel good. It's giving you something. If it's making you feel bad and grinding your teeth, turn the thing off and your adrenals will thank you.
Your adrenals will thank you. I love that. And, you know, there's so many people right now that I know are going to benefit from this show. So let's keep it going here. Okay. What is the I in SHINE?
Okay, so let me finish one other H. For those of you with long COVID or CFS or fibromyalgia, not so much just plain fatigue, hypotension, low blood pressure. What happens is this circuit controls, we're an upright species. We're a big bag of water. Gravity sends all the blood to our legs. And it has to get sent back up to your brain. You're going to feel miserable and tired. When that doesn't happen, it's called POTS, P-O-T-S. You can email me at fatiguedoc@gmail.com, F-A-T-I-G-U-E-D-O-C healitwithdr@gmail.com.
Go ahead and repeat that, doctor. Go ahead.
For information sheets, my email address is fatigue, FATIGUE, and then DOC, like doctor, fatiguedoc@gmail.com. You can ask for the fatigue information sheets through us, and it will go into depth more about the low blood pressure thing, about this whole thing. It's just all typed out for you. But there's two simple tests you can do at home to tell if you have that. And once you know you got it, your doctor's going to miss it most of the time. It's very, very treatable. Just simple things you can do at home a lot of the times. So if you tend to get lightheaded when you stand up sometimes, or when you're walking around for 45 minutes, you find, I'm brain foggy and tired. And that's the other H. is low blood pressure, hypertension.
So I have a question around the long-term COVID effects. You know, I've heard people with, you know, everything from their hairs falling out to, like you said, they're confused. There's challenges with that. Do we have to take a deep dive on that? You know, I personally know that all healing seems to be a quest, right? You know, you got to kind of find what works for you, right? Mm-hmm. So this long COVID thing, you know, let's say somebody's having their hair fall out still or something like that. Where do they start with that?
So long COVID is just, we talk about tripping a circuit breaker for chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. Long COVID is one of dozens of infections that trip that circuit breaker. Just that I had one in 1975, Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr. There are literally dozens of infections that can cause you to blow a fuse or trip that circuit breaker. Long COVID is just one more. It's fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, some people also get organ damage. If you email me, the information sheets will include long COVID. If you have organ damage, like brain, lung, or heart damage, ask me for the organ damage information sheet for long COVID. And that's a separate one that I'll send along. But the treatments are overall the same, except if there's heart damage, I'm going to treat that. If there's lung damage, I'm going to treat that. Not that hard to do. What blows me away, the main problem with treating the heart damage is that it's cheap. Mm. Mm. If these were expensive medications, your doctor would know all about these. Mm. Mm. But these are cheap things you can get anywhere. And they work really, really well. So,
and you know, I want to throw this out. There's so many good doctors out there, but you know, they're in this system, and the system itself is teaching them, you know, and putting in front of them, you know, certain, you know, drugs or medications from the pharmaceutical companies and stuff. That's what they know to do, right? Am I accurate with that? Or I mean, there's some good ones out there that are naturopaths and that type of thing, like yourself, you know, that have studied, you know, other forms of healing.
I never met a healer, whether it was an MD or an ND or any of those, who wasn't a good, well-meaning person who is just trying to do the best they can. But MD medicine is a religion. We think it's science. We think it's evidence-based medicine. It is not. Okay. That's a catechism we're taught. Evidence-based medicine, this is evidence-based. Everybody is a quack. Ours is evidence-based medicine. The research shows that the research is nonsense. It's just not reliable.
So it's not evidence-based. Evidence-based. That's what you're saying.
It is dollar-based. It is pharmaceutical industry. Yeah. PR department writes many of the studies. They determine what doctors are taught at the conferences, in the journals, and now even in med school. And basically, if it's expensive medication, two thumbs up. And if it's something cheap or threatens, like generic medications or natural remedies, that's the devil. That's quackery. If your doctor's giving you cheap stuff, natural stuff, he's a quack. No, the research strongly supports this. I have 8 studies on this area that I've done myself, including randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study, showing this is highly effective. If what I had studied was a patentable pill, I'd be a billionaire right now, and every doctor would be pushing it. But all the stuff we're talking about is low cost.
Wow. Okay. Well, you're getting the word out, and I'm glad, because you know we've so brainwashed in this medical, you know, go see the doctor's going to fix you mentality that there's a lot of resistance to a lot of people when they go, well, there's something that's cheap and inexpensive and I could do it. They can't even put that in their brain. It's hard for them, right? There's resistance.
Well, this is what mass information is. So realize your doctor is a good man. They're a good woman. They're all good people. They're trying to do the best for you. For most of the day-to-day things, they can do just fine. Let them help you if you feel like it, or go to a naturopath. But when your doctor says, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you, tell them, thank you for being honest, and go find somebody who
can. I love that. And I think, you know, I've been a coach for 28 years, right? What do we look at with a coach? I look at results. So I just want to say to the audience, listen, if you're not getting the results, if you're not getting better, you've got to switch it up. You've got to change something up. That's all I know. All right, let's see. I'm going to take a really quick break, and then we'll be right back. We'll continue with Dr. Jacob Tittlebaum. All right, here we go. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I just want to give you a quick insight about this show and what we're doing. We are bringing the best of the best, those individuals that I've worked with and interviewed over the years, many of them, some of them new, but we're bringing in people that really have knowledge to be able to help you to change your life, to get healthy, to get vital. So if that's of interest to you and you want to be a person like myself who likes to pass it on, then I encourage you to do that. That's how this show will grow. Pass it on to your family and friends. Let them know about this and then tune in every week for this show. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on E360 TV. You can find us on Apple TV. You can find us all over. Just Google Heal It with Kendi Foster. All right, we'll talk to you soon. And I'm going to welcome my guest back. Dr. Tittlebaum. All right, we are moving forward with this healing process, I would say. All right, what's next on the list here?
So for those of you with date, so we're talking about the infections, eye and shine, and the testing isn't really reliable for it. You're looking predominantly for those who have candida or fungal overgrowth, and the way you tell that is nasal congestion, chronic postnasal drip, where you're clearing your throat, or irritable bowel syndrome, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. If you have those, especially with fatigue or even without, find a holistic doctor who can consider treating you for candida overgrowth. I will use medications, the antifungal, for that for 6 weeks. It can make a massive difference. If you feel like you have CFS with chronic viral and flu-like feelings, there are antiviral protocols in the book. And for those with post-Lyme or other, especially if you find, I felt so much better. I was on antibiotic for some dental work for 2 weeks. My CFS went away. My energy went better. You may need longer-term uses of that. So for most people with day-to-day fatigue, it's just a candida is the only infection. And again, the sinusitis, nasal congestion, filling up a weather balloon with gas because of the irritable bowel syndrome, that tells you the candida needs treatment. A good probiotic, it can be very helpful for that. Some kefir, fermented foods, things along those lines.
Are there signs, you're giving some of the symptoms, but I'm also thinking, when some the inflammation, the face is a little fuller than it normally is, or somebody's starting to have gum disease or things like that. What is that telling you as a doctor?
Well, there's all kind of different faces, is what they're called. One just how happy or healthy the person looks, whether a child or an adult. But you can look at little things like the outer third of the eyebrows when that's going. That often suggests low thyroid, as you may see in yourself. It's funny. For years, I would go along and say, with low thyroid, you'll see the outer third of the eyebrows. I'd be pointing to myself, and then son of a gun, I had a major thyroid issue that turned up that needed to be addressed. The tongue, if the tongue is thick, so you can see the imprint of your teeth along the side of the tongue, that also suggests low thyroid. If you have the rings are tight and fingers get tight, low thyroid. In terms of inflammation, I'd like to cover that when we talk pain near the end. But a simple way to tell if your inflammation system is on overdrive is when you get a paper cut. Normally it's an ouchie, but 30 seconds later you've forgotten about it. And if it's still, you know, angry and red 10 minutes later after a paper cut, your immune system's on overdrive. If you're having a lot of pain in the joints, and well, let's do that now. If you have pain, there are seven main kinds of pain. I want to talk about just a few today. For pain in general, there's an herbal mix called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. It contains a special form of curcumin and boswellia, which is frankincense, DLPA, natokinase. It blew my mind. When I first tried it with people, it's a pain relief miracle. It can be taken with the other pain medications. And it takes 6 weeks to see the full effect, but in repeated head-on studies, it is as or more effective than the Celebrex and other prescription pain medicines, but doesn't cause the 50,000 deaths a year in the U.S. that Advil and Celebrex cause. That family of medication, the NSAIDs. You have side benefits instead. That's good for most kind of pain. Those of you who have muscle pain, and your doctor won't diagnose it because they don't know a muscle pain. You know, most pain in this country is muscle. It comes from low energy, and muscles are like a spring. They don't have enough energy. They get locked in a shortened position. It takes more energy to stretch that muscle than for it to spring closed. You have low energy, your muscles get locked in a shortened position, and after a couple of weeks or months or years, they hurt. And it can hurt all over the body and shift around. And you can diagnose it by if you're pushing over a long area and it's not a red, hot, swollen joint, but you're pushing around it and you can find reproduce the pain or along the shoulders or even if you have the headaches, if you find muscles, you can reproduce it. That's muscle pain. And the whole SHINE protocol makes that pain go away in our studies. I'm going to throw out a quick tip for migraine headaches. Take vitamin B2, riboflavin, 400 milligrams a day, and magnesium, 200 milligrams a day. And after 6 weeks, migraine headache frequencies go down by 80%. But your doctor doesn't
So there's a lot of simple remedies here. Okay. I want to keep us on track here because I don't want to run out of time. Why don't we get to the next step here?
So N, which is nutrition. And nutrition is a hallmark of health. You know, it's kind of what we eat is what we end up being in some ways. And again, there's no one diet that's best for everybody. There's times that I've been vegetarian. There's times I'm a meatitarian. And a lot of it depends on how heavy the work I'm doing is and what the different kind of work I'm doing. And you'll know by how your body feels. We have this bad habit in our country that if anything that feels good must be bad. You know, it's like butter bad. No, butter's healthy. Eggs are bad. No, eggs are healthy. Coffee must be bad. Tea. No, coffee and tea are healthy. It's when the foods get heavily processed to start to fool our body. That's when you get into trouble. But if you're eating just common sense, healthy foods, they're usually going to be good for you. The problem is excess sugar in our diet, and that drives a lot of fatigue. So see what feels best to you. Use your common sense. Most people with fatigue, especially chronic fatigue syndrome, need more salt, not less, unless you have heart failure.
I have a question on the sugar. So are there good sugars, bad sugars? I mean, is fruit sugar and white cane sugar in the same category or, you know, processed cane sugar? What's your thought on that?
Sugar. It's a matter of how much. The reason honey is healthier than fruit and high fructose corn syrup, I mean, I can give some other reasons too, but by and large, is if you have a 48-ounce soda, that's going to have 36 spoons of sugar in it. No sane person puts 36 spoons of honey in their drink. They'll put two or three, and that's okay. Yeah. So it's a matter of how much. Two, 3 spoons of honey, enjoy yourself. You like some chocolate, go for it. But don't sit there and get these big 36 spoons, literally, of soda and orange juice, same amount. It's 3/4 teaspoon.
What would you say? What would you say? Just, you know, this is my own edification. What you get a can of whatever it is. You know, it's 5 grams of sugar. Okay, 10. You know, I don't know what is that there. You know.
Well, here's the thing. When you look at the label of that processed food, yeah, everything on the label is advertising, which is another way of saying they're making it up, with the exception of that little nutrition box. And when you look at the nutrition box, you want to look not just sugar, but added sugar and number of grams. Divide that number of added sugar by 4, and that's how many teaspoons there are per serving of sugar.
Okay.
So that will tell you. And there's not, you know, this number bad, this number good. Yeah. Use common sense. Yeah. You have something and it has 1 gram or 1/4 teaspoon. Yeah, that's worth my sugar budget, you know, or even 3 or 4 grams has 1 teaspoon in the cereal. That's good. Okay. You know, it's getting up to 5 to 6 teaspoons in that cereal. Maybe I'm going to put that back. It's getting up to 36 spoons of sugar in a cereal. Like, no.
Right, no. Okay. All right. I got it. You clarified that. Sense. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Let's move on.
Okay. So for nutrition, in terms of the nutrients, people ask, what vitamins and minerals do I need? And the answer is all of them. The American diet has lost half of the vitamins and minerals, everything pretty much except for calories. It keeps the calories and carbs, but the vitamins, minerals, cofactors, literally half are gone in food processing. So virtually everybody in this country is nutritionally deficient. And I would say, but you're getting the RDA, which is a ridiculous dietary allowance. And what happens is that food processing goes on and the level of the nutrient in the food goes down. They lower the RDA. Well, you're only making 8,000 a year. Well, 8,000 a year must be okay now. As long as it's you and not me making that. No problem. That's fine. So the RDA is, I think, it'll keep you from getting scurvy, but it's not going to give you an optimal amount of vitamin C or D or the rest. So a good multivitamin, most are not. One that I like is called Clinical Essentials Tablets. And you can find these anywhere. You can find it at nfatigue.com. You can find it at Amazon. These are readily available. And again, I don't take money from any of these companies. So it's just kind of...
Let me ask you a question, because I want to get back to the book here for just a second. Is a lot of this in the book? Are you talking about a lot of the principles that we're talking here? All of it's in the book.
No. Yeah. And if you email me, most of this basic stuff is going to be in what I'm going to, the free information I'll email
okay,
you.
Okay, sounds good. By the way, is the book on Audible? Is it just in the paper?
Yes.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. The green cover, which is the same thing. It's on Audible.
Okay, good. Well, I know where I'm going today after our show. Okay. And so we can get this at Amazon or any of the bookstores. All right, good. All right, let's carry on.
So three things people can start with. People say, well, there's all this stuff. What can I start with today? How can I double my energy in 1 minute a day? So I'll give you a piece of paper, write this down. Get the Clinical Essentials multivitamin tablets, take 2 a day. Get a special ginseng called HRG80, red ginseng. Get the chewable tablets, not the capsules. Take 1/2 to 2 daily. Personally, I take 1/2 a day just on days like if I'm going to be very busy. We had a study published that increased energy in average about 60% just with the red ginseng. And then if you want to turbocharge energy even more and you don't have high blood pressure, get the Smart Energy System. It's 1 scoop. It can throw in coffee or tea or whatever, and 2 more capsules. Most people will find that energy in the study, the stamina for the Smart Energy System, stamina went up 79% on average. I mean, these are massive effects there, and you'll know within 1 bottle of each of these what it's going to do for you. So you can start with just 1 of them, or you can start with all 3. Give yourself the gift of health for this coming year. You can find them all at nfatigue.com. But you can find the vitamin and the ginseng, those you can find on Amazon also. But the nfatigue.com is the only place that has the smart energy system.
And when you say nfatigue, can you spell that out for our listening audience?
E, N like Nancy, D like David, so the word end, and then fatigue. FATIGUE.com. That's my website. So that you'll find all these three kind of together, because this is a really good place to start to just turbocharge your healthy energy.
Okay, that sounds really good. And by the way, End Fatigue is scrolling across our screen right now for you, my listener, or my watchers. So I hope you enjoy that. All right, listen, I got to go to a break here. When we come back for our final segment, we're going to take we're going to finish up the shine in your life, and we're going to hopefully you're going to be at a place now where you're starting to understand. This is, by the way, I just want to say this, so I'm not going to say it when I come back from the break, but this is such important information. I really hope my audience is passing this on to their family and friends. It's so important. All right, we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm here with Dr. Jacob Tittlebaum, and he's giving us a lot of enlightenment around what we can do to increase our energy and get rid of chronic fatigue syndromes and low energy syndromes that so many of us have. All right, let's finish up with shine. I love this formula. Go ahead.
So E for exercise. And it's, again, for those of you with chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, if you do too much exercise, you're going to be bedridden for 3 days. It's called post-exertional malaise, because you only can make a certain amount of energy. Normally, we exercise. The more we exercise, the more our muscles make glycogen for more energy. So we condition. But because of the limited energy availability, you can't condition beyond a certain point in CFS or fibromyalgia, and then you crash. So you want to start, but people aren't afraid to do any exercise because they're going to get wiped out. But then they decondition, which is even worse. So start with little bits of walking. See how much you comfortably can. Work your way up, seeing what feels good, tired after, and better the next day. That's how you know. And otherwise, for those who or couch potatoes in general, without the chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, get out there, use your body, but use it for things that feel good. If you're doing something you hate, you won't stick with it. Find something you enjoy and have a friend that's going to meet you. Because if you have a 2 o'clock meeting with Susie to play tennis or whatever, you're going to show up. Where if you don't have anybody meeting you, you're going to have a really good excuse. Like, well, gee, my ear itches today, so I can't. I mean, you're not going to do it. So simple things to do the exercise. Now, for those with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, long COVID, these are all largely the same things, different names. After you've been on the program for 12 weeks, even less than that, your energy production is going to start skyrocketing, and you are suddenly going to find that you can start to condition. You can increase that walking 50 steps a day, and you'll get up to a couple miles a day, and suddenly you're going to be starting to feel a whole lot better. So the E, its body has kind of a use-it-or-lose-it approach. So conditioning, but not to the point of crashing, and doing something that feels good can be very helpful. For those who have that POTS, the orthostatic intolerance. Again, if you email me for the information sheets, whether you have day-to-day fatigue or the fibromyalgia or long COVID, just ask for the free information sheets. It's going to organize all of this for you. And for those with the POTS, it'll tell you a special kind of exercise you'll find that you can do if you can't do it upright walking.
I love that. Well, listen, we're just about out of time here. Why don't we give that email address one more time, since you're open to that? And go ahead.
So it's fatigue, FATIGUE DOC, like Dr. Fatigue Doc at gmail.com. And email me, let me know what you have in terms of the CFS, fibromyalgia, or just day-to-day fatigue or long COVID. And I will send you the information that will guide you on getting your health and your life back. The From Fatigue to Fantastic book will also tell you how to get pain-free. It goes through each kind of pain. It says, here's the best natural, here are the best medications for that. I'm not against medication. I just like them to be used sanely. So,
makes sense. Dr. Tittlebaum, thank you again for being on one of my shows. Like I said, you've been on Voice of Courage several times. Thank you for helping us launch Heal It. And I hope to have you back several more times. This is great information. Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
Always a pleasure. Be well.
And for you, all of my wonderful, amazing, enlightened audience. Well, you're becoming enlightened more and more. Enlightened, what is that? Light is energy, is information. So we're bringing more information through these amazing guests that I'm bringing on here. So I hope you'll tune in every week to this show. And really, like I said earlier, you know, let people know about it. Yeah, it's in everybody's best interest to heal their bodies and to live a full life, pain-free if you can. And, you know, fulfilling your legacy, whatever that may be. So until next time, make sure you tune into your own body. You have the power to heal it. Take care.